We're going in Yaakov. We're up to Daf Pei Ches, which is Daf Memam Beis in the standard editions of the In Yaakov. And the next piece we're going to learn is about verses in the Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim. The Song of Songs is a compilation by Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, and we have a tradition that the song reflects greater depth. The Netziv is of the opinion that many of the songs in the Song of Songs existed long before Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo compiled them, just as David compiled Tehillim of psalms that predated David. David composed some of them, but his major act was the compilation. So too the Netziv writes in his introduction, in the Song of Songs, there were many songs the Jewish people had that they sang in honor of Hashem, and Shlomo HaMelech united them all into the Song of Songs. What's important when we learn the Song of Songs is to remember that the songs are reflecting something holy. The songs use the metaphor of a relationship between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, to reflect the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem. Even the name Shlomo in the Song of Songs, our tradition is that it's not talking about King Solomon, it's talking about Hashem. That Hashem is called Shlomo, peace belongs to him. Shalom is peace, Shlomo, the peace is his. The king who owns peace. Yes?
Couldn't the name Shlomo be rearranged to also say the word Hashalem?
Okay. Could be. What I'm saying, it says in the Rashi quotes. That idea is an interesting idea. I don't know of a source for it. So now, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. We're on the second wide line. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was in Amora. He lived in the days of the Talmud, about four centuries after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Mai dichtiv. What does the verse mean to say? Tziror hamor dodi li. Dodi, my beloved, is to me like tziror hamor, like the beautiful perfume that is held in a sachet. It's held in a little pouch. My beloved is like the perfume held in a little pouch that women used to wear as a necklace. They used to wear this perfume as a necklace. Ben Shaddai Yalin. He rests between my breasts. That's what the pasuk says. So what's that talking about? Amra Knesset Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The people of Israel, the congregation of Israel, says before the Holy One, blessed be He. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Afalpi Shemeitzeru Meimerli, even though you afflict me, even though you make it difficult for me, nonetheless, Meitzer, like Tzara, Meimer, like Mar. Odrikt und verbittert. Then, you see the Aleph, you see on the bottom? What I read was from the bottom. The German is the translation. You see on the very bottom of the page? So you have a translation into German there. It's hard enough to read Hebrew script writing German. Ben Shaddai Yalin. Nonetheless, he rests close to me. This description of resting so close, that's the description of love, and that's the description of the Ribbono Shel Olam with us. Chazal say that Ben Shaddai Yalin is an allusion to how the Aron was in the Holy of Holies. Chazal say that opposite the the place where the Aron rested, there was a curtain. Mm-hmm. And even in the days of the first Beit HaMikdash, that there was a wall between the Holy and the Holy of Holies, still that area where the Aron was, there was a curtain. And the poles of the Aron would protrude gently in the curtain, and it took the shape of the chest of a woman. And that was the idea that we nurse from the Holy of Holies. That's Ben Shaddai Alin. Hashem's voice would emanate in the time of the Mishkan. You had this protrusion of the poles that the Aron was carried with in the paroches, in the curtain. It looked like a woman wearing a robe, where on her chest there are two protrusions, so that reflects the two protrusions of the poles. And between those two came out the voice of the Ribbon Shalom. When Hashem would speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it came out dead center, from between the two Kruvim, the figures of the angels. So it's as though Hashem is nursing us from the Holy of Holies. So even though Hashem has punished us at different times in Jewish history, nonetheless, He has given us the capacity to rest in our midst. And in the Song of Songs, we are the female, Hashem is the male, the Jewish people are the female. And this idea of His resting close to me is the idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam maintaining a closeness with the Jewish people. So that's the beginning. The previous pasuk says, "Neredi Natan Recho." My perfume lost all its good smell. That's what the woman is describing. How she used to have a good perfume. Neredi, nered is a type of perfume. My nered finished up, it's no longer giving off its perfume. And even so, my beloved rests close to me, and he is my perfume. Tziror amo dodili. My beloved is like my perfume. And so the Jewish people are saying, we read earlier in the Gemara, when we left Mitzrayim, we were compared to this beautiful perfume. Look at us. We're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, we love you, we're going to do whatever you say, we're doing all the mitzvot, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us two crowns. Then we do the golden calf. So we're like a woman who's lost all flavor in her husband's eyes. He catches her at the wedding, flirting or more than that, with another guy. So he's fed up with her. And then he says, you know what, I'll give you new perfume. We'll rejuvenate our relationship. And so that's the idea of Tziror Hamo Dodili, my beloved, even though I've lost my perfume, he's given me another chance. He's going to be my perfume. And that's the idea that Hashem says, you willfully donated your gold to the golden calf, I'll give you an opportunity to willfully donate your gold to the Mishkan. And that morning, before the day is midway, within a very short amount of time, all the gold that was necessary, within a matter of hours, all the gold, all the donations that were necessary for the Mishkan were done. It hadn't hit midday, and the Jewish people had donated so much that they couldn't handle anymore. That they said, stop, we're all done. Right? So the Jews showed that they wanted this relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what the metaphor in the Song of Songs is. We've lost our good smell, because we've destroyed the relationship with what we did with the golden calf, and Hashem gives us another opportunity to rebuild the relationship with the Mishkan. The pasuk continues and says, Eshkol hakofer dodi li becharmei en gedi. My beloved is like an eshkol. Eshkol is a cluster of kofer, of good-smelling things. That's what my beloved is for me in the vineyards of Ein Gedi. What's eshkol? So, eshkol is like the word shehakol. Eshkol. Hashem has everything. Shehakol shelo. We need new copies for the next class, okay? Shehakol shelo. Hashem, who owns everything. Mechaper li alavon. He forgives my transgression of Ein Gedi. What's Ein Gedi? So, Ein Gedi is... the word Gedi comes from the word God. The word God is luck. The Navi describes in Yeshaya that people used to finish their meals. And when they finished their meal, they would bring out another small table and set the small table after the meal. What were they setting the table for? For good luck. This was a form of idol worship. So God means luck. and people would they'd say it's good luck if after the meal you set a small table all over again. They'd have a set small table in honor of good luck, and they'd set the table with food. No one would eat it. It would just be a show of good luck. And that's why the halacha says till today that at the end of the meal, we should leave food on the table as we bench, because our benching imparts blessing to our home, and there should be food that the blessing should come down on. So leave over your leftover food. But let's say you cleared the table and suddenly you realize you didn't leave anything on the table. Don't bring back a loaf of bread. If you bring back a loaf of bread, so that's like the people who used to bring a loaf of bread after the meal was done as a way of good luck. It was a pagan custom. And that's why it says in halacha, you're not allowed to say, bring back a loaf of bread for benching. You're not allowed to do that. We do leave over food. We do leave food on the table. We don't clear the table till after benching, or at least we don't finish clearing the table till after benching. But we're not supposed to set the table, because that was a pagan custom, setting the table after the meal. Even though they had a special table, they would sometimes do it on the regular table, it would seem. So doing it on the regular table is also a show of this pagan custom for good luck. So again, the word God means luck. So the Gemara is interpreting Eshkol, he who has all. Hakofer is willing to forgive from Kapara. Dodili, my beloved, is willing to forgive me. Becharmei ein gedi, over what I did wrong. Kerem means a vineyard. Kerem also means to gather. So Karmei, over my gathering, Ain, the transgression of Gedi, of going after the pagan luck. That's what the Jewish people did with the golden calf. So that's how the Gemara interprets this pasuk. And that's what our sages tell us. If you look at the verses in Song of Songs, you look at the verses in Divrei Hayamim, in Chronicles, how can you understand it? You have 13 chapters, the opening chapters of Divrei Hayamim, of Chronicles, all they are names. What's the point? So our sages had a tradition. Each name represented a story. They knew the stories. So the names were a shorthand version of long midrashim. And that's what our sages said. You want to understand Divrei Hayamim, you need the midrashim. Otherwise, all you're reading is names. But the sages had these midrashim. We have some of them. We have some of the midrashim. We'll just finish this story. How do we know the word kerem means together? We have a Mishnah that uses the word korem, which means together. That the launderer used to gather the clothing. It's called korem. So you see, the word kerem really means a gathering, a cluster, when you gather trees together. So that's what we've interpreted so far. So today we learned about the Song of Songs, the Netziv in the intro to Song of Songs, the idea that Hashem gave us a replacement to rejuvenate our relationship with Him, the idea of the heavenly voice coming out from between the protrusion of the two poles of the Mishkan, the idea that Hashem was willing to forgive us after the transgression of the golden calf and give us a way of making it back into the relationship. In my mind, this is always an important lesson, that in Tanakh, relationships are complicated. Adam and Eve have complications. Their marriage doesn't last one day without complications. The Jewish people and their bon shalom, you see complications in their relationship. You see, things never went smoothly. I'm not aware of any relationship in Tanakh that we know about that went smoothly. There were always things that had to be, hurdles that had to be overcome, and that's part of the message here. You can overcome it. You give a second chance. You figure out how to make it work in spite of the things that went wrong from the beginning.